With the legislature on the hunt for new revenue, sports betting could be the first bipartisan success story of the 2020 General Assembly. That's if enough momentum can be generated in the GOP-led House and Senate. Representative Adam Koenig, the sponsor, warns not to read too much into the unanimous vote in committee.
In all honesty, I mean, we stacked the committee pretty well with people who support gaming and alcohol legislation, so it doesn't really, we're not going to get a unanimous vote in the House, I can assure you that, but I'm very optimistic about the House. It's just a matter of we're trying to get as many votes as we can.
Governor Andy Beshear added his name to the list of supporters in his State of the Commonwealth address Tuesday. House and Senate leaders David Osborne and Robert Stivers had this to say about the bill's chances in their respective chambers.
I know it has considerable support in the House, and I would anticipate it moving.
Will it pass? It may. Is it going to be that consequential? Not on either side of it, in my opinion.
Not consequential because even supporters acknowledge the bill would bring in a relatively modest amount compared to the state's massive pension obligations. Representative Koenig says a conservative estimate is just over $22 million a year. In Frankfurt, I'm Josh James reporting.